Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include new list of perpetrators involved in persecution of Falun Gong submitted to 36 countries on Human Rights Day. Ellesmere, Delaware, Falun Dafa entry commended in Christmas parade. Webinar on International Human Rights Day calls to end the Chinese Communist regime's organ harvesting atrocities. Seoul, South Korea. 9-day Falun Dafa seminars improve people's lives. Portugal. Falun Dafa practitioners call for an end to the persecution in China on Human Rights Day. And medical doctor. Falun Dafa guides us to find our true selves. Now for the stories.
New list of perpetrators involved in persecution of Falun Gong submitted to 36 countries on Human Rights Day. Falun Gong practitioners in 36 countries recently presented their respective governments with a new list of perpetrators who have been involved in the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The lists were submitted on and around December 10th, correlating with International Human Rights Day. Practitioners are requesting that their governments bar the perpetrators and their family members from entry and freeze their assets. Practitioners are requesting that their governments bar the perpetrators and their family members from entry and freeze their assets. The 36 countries include the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, 23 countries in the European Union, and 8 additional countries, including Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Switzerland, Norway, Liechtenstein, Israel, and Mexico. In recent years, practitioners have submitted numerous lists of perpetrators to various countries requesting sanctions against these human rights violators. The new list includes CCP officials from numerous professions across China who have played a variety of roles in the persecution of Falun Gong, and also includes lower-level CCP officials. All information about these officials was compiled based on data published on the Minghui.org website. An official from the United States State Department confirmed 2 years ago that materials provided by Falun Gong practitioners are known to be reliable. Currently, annual reports published by the U.S. government, be they about human rights or religious freedom, often directly cite statistics from Minghui when it comes to the persecution of Falun Gong. The statistics cited included the number of death cases, number of sentences and detention, as well as details on specific cases. More and more democratic countries have come to realize the importance of sanctioning human rights violators, and more countries have adopted laws similar to the United States' Global Magnitsky Act. As of Human Rights Day last year, human rights accountability legislation has been put in place in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and 27 countries in the European Union.
Ellesmere, Delaware. Falun Dafa entry commended in Christmas parade. After nearly 2 years of pandemic restrictions, residents in Ellesmere, Delaware were delighted to resume their annual holiday festivities. Their annual Christmas parade was held on Sunday, December 12th, and Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate. According to the host, 88 groups and hundreds of vehicles participated, making it the largest Christmas parade in its 26-year history. The Falun Dafa entry consisted of waist drum performances and a lotus flower dance. Many parade goers greeted them with applause and praise for the beautiful melodies and unique costumes. U.S. Senators Chris Coons and Tom Carper attended the event. Along with thousands of residents, they enjoyed the marching bands, dances, floats, fire trucks, and of course Santa Claus. Senator Coons reiterated the importance of the Christmas parade. He said, "It brings communities and people together. That is why this parade has been one of my favorite events in the past 20 years." As co-chair of the Senate Human Rights Caucus, Senator Coons is a human rights defender. In December 2020, he and Senator Tom Cotton introduced the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act bipartisan resolution. In a letter celebrating World Falandafa Day on May 13th, Senator Carper reminded everyone, "Although we enjoy the freedoms of belief and speech here, such rights are denied to millions of Falandafa practitioners in China." In his letter, he called for more support to change the situation and wish practitioners well. One member of the Waist Drum Team, who is originally from China, said that many faith groups are suppressed there, including Falun Dafa. Many practitioners, including herself, were arrested, detained, and tortured for their belief. She said, "The core principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, will benefit anyone. Just like traditional Chinese culture, it inspires me and gives me strength."
Webinar on International Human Rights Day calls to end the Chinese Communist regime's organ harvesting atrocities. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting held a webinar on December 10th, Human Rights Day. The theme was Humankind at a Crossroads: Universal Human Rights versus Commercialized Forced Organ Harvesting from Living People. It exposed the Chinese Communist Party's horrific practice of live organ harvesting. Elected officials and members of human rights organizations from the U.S., Canada, Belgium, the U.K., India, and Romania spoke during the online event. They put forward suggestions on how to protect Falun Gong practitioners' basic human rights, especially freedom of belief and freedom of speech, through legislation and expansion of media influence. Falun Gong practitioners are brutally persecuted in China, and countless numbers have been killed through the illicit practice of live organ harvesting. Numerous speakers mentioned the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that was written in Paris on December 10, 1948. That same year, people vowed the atrocities committed by the Nazis would never happen again. But 73 years later, under the CCP's rule, Falun Gong practitioners and others still cannot exercise the most basic right, freedom of belief. Worse, many are even killed for their beliefs. The CCP continues to commit crimes against humanity and genocide, which must be stopped. U.S. Congressman Scott Perry said, "Our nation continues to witness increasingly distressing examples of Communist China's depravity and see clearly that it has directed a campaign to harvest the organs of Falun Gong practitioners. These are living people having their organs taken from them. Some 1.5 million believers may have lost their lives as a result." MP Annick Pontier of Belgium said that forced organ harvesting should get a lot more attention from both the media and policymakers because it constitutes an undeniable crime against humanity. Canadian MP Garnet Genius is one of the two initiators of Bill S-204 to end live organ harvesting. In his remarks, he said that if this bill is passed, all activities to obtain organs in China will be criminal offenses.
Seoul, South Korea. 9-day Falun Dafa seminars improve people's lives. The Tianti Bookstore in Seoul holds a free 9-day Falun Dafa seminar once a month. With the onset of the pandemic, there has been an uptick in how to stay healthy, both in body and mind. Seminar attendees have encountered many amazing things, and some shared their stories. Ms. Han Sun Yi, who lives in Incheon City, said she is very sensitive to the energy flowing in her body but said that she changed when she attended the seminar. She said, "Since the first day of the 9-day seminar, I felt energy entering my body and rotating. It was very hot, and I could feel the energy circulate." She said that her body was often swollen due to poor blood circulation, but after joining the seminar, she felt her circulation improve and bad things being removed from her body. Mr. Lee Ki-yun, who lives near Seoul, heard about Falun Dafa by chance, became curious, and researched it online. He decided to join the 9-day seminar, and after learning the exercises for a few days, he had a startling experience. He said, "I had a bad trachea, and my chest was always red. One day, I happened to look in the bathroom mirror and found that the color of my chest had turned white. When I asked my wife to have a look, she was shocked too. As a result, I have more confidence in my practice, and I am in good spirits. But what's even more amazing is that I have become more cordial with my wife." Ms. Kim Jung-soon, from the Dobang-gu district in Seoul, said that reading Juan Falun helps her eliminate bad thoughts. Kim, who has been scammed many times, found it difficult to trust anyone. She said she was relieved after reading the book Juan Falun repeatedly. "While studying and reading, I consciously felt my distrust melt away. As a result, my relationships with others have improved," Kim said.
Portugal. Falun Dafa practitioners call for an end to the persecution in China on Human Rights Day. To mark International Human Rights Day, Falun Dafa practitioners in Portugal held activities throughout Lisbon on December 11th this year. During a rally, they called on people to learn about the persecution of the spiritual practice in China and work together to end the Chinese Communist Party's brutalities. Practitioners also peacefully protested near the Chinese embassy in the morning. They displayed banners and boards with messages reading, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Stop harvesting organs from Falun Dafa practitioners in China." They hope that more people will learn about the CCP's trampling on human rights and help stop the persecution. In the afternoon, the activities were moved to Lisbon's bustling city center. The practitioners collected signatures calling for an end to the CCP's forced organ harvesting from illegally detained practitioners while they are still alive. People who understood the facts signed the petition. Many expressed their support and said they hope their signatures will help. December 10th this year marked the 73rd anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The declaration states that all human beings are born free and equal and are entitled to dignity and basic rights. Those who practice Falun Dafa with its guiding principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, become kind and peaceful as their moral standards and physical well-being improve. It is widely recognized that Falun Dafa benefits both the people and the countries where it is practiced. Falun Dafa practitioners in Portugal have joined efforts with practitioners in countries outside of China to call for an end to the CCP's 22 years of persecution. They hope that concerted efforts worldwide will bring the CCP's crime against humanity to an end.
Medical doctor, Falun Dafa guides us to find our true selves. Dr. Huang Duan has 40 years of experience in medicine and currently works as the president of an internal medicine clinic in Ulsan City, South Korea. At 76 years old, he still enjoys hiking, golfing, singing, and art. "If there is one thing that he regrets," he said, "it's that it took me so long to find and practice Falun Dafa." Dr. Huang says that after he began practicing Dafa, he rarely felt tired. "I have never felt such energy before," he said. Dr. Huang noticed a book on his shelf in April 2018, which he had received from a member of his hiking club 5 years earlier. It was a copy of Juan Falun, The Main Teachings of Falun Dafa. He decided to learn the Falun Dafa exercises. Because he had very little free time, a practitioner went to his office every day at lunchtime to show him the exercise movements. He quickly learned them. As soon as he finished doing the exercises each day, he felt warm and his fatigue disappeared. Seeing patients in the afternoon became easy. Dr. Huang has practiced Falun Dafa for 3 years now. He said, "In the process, I realized that my body was misaligned and out of balance because I did not live a righteous lifestyle. Slowly, through practicing Dafa, I discovered who I was." Dr. Huang treats his patients with patience. In the past, when they talked a lot, he got upset and urged them to get to the point. Now he remains calm and quietly listens. Dr. Huang's family used to worry about him practicing Falun Dafa because of the ongoing persecution of the practice in China. After they saw that the practice brought such significant improvements to his physical and mental fitness, they no longer worried about him. Dr. Huang keeps Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance uppermost in his mind, despite his busy daily schedule. He said, "I look forward to my family and friends understanding the benefits of Falun Dafa and practicing together." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.